It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hear elevated conversation on crucial issues. Boyd Matheson on Inside Sources.
Welcome back to Inside Sources here on KSL News Radio. It is great to be with you today, as it always is. And today we're having extra fun. We're broadcasting live from Silicon Slope Summit over here at the Delta Center in downtown Salt Lake City. And I have to tell you, this is just an amazing collection of people, of talent, of innovation, of resilience, of entrepreneurs. If you've missed any of the discussion today, you've really missed out, and you need to go back to the podcast when it posts later on this afternoon. We have had a wide range of conversations. We had Garrett Clark to kick off the show, managing director of Silicon Slopes. We had Matt Mullenweg, who's the co-founder of WordPress, talking about open source and how that impacts community, this idea of sharing, transparency, everybody being invested in making things better. Jonathan Johnson talked to us about the branding change with Overstock.com going to the new Bed Bath & Beyond, and a lot of leadership principles in there in terms of how you create that culture. Richard Williams joined us, of course, Biff Williams, the president of Utah Tech University. He talked about a lot of the innovation that's going on down there at Utah Tech, their innovation district, and creating space for those entrepreneurs to really survive, thrive, and contribute, make a difference in the community. If you missed Aniza Brown that we just had on from the Rosie Project, that is an amazing for military spouses. How do you help them actually have a career when they're moving every couple of years? How do you get a support system around them? How do you help them see themselves having a career? And especially in the tech space with the Department of Defense, Utah's a great place to model that out. And I hope that really becomes something that the nation and the Department of Defense looks at in terms of how do you best partner with technology, with that space. So many opportunities there. We also had J.M. Fabrizi from Koala Tree, and looking at this idea of being eco-friendly, renewables, and doing it in a way that provides just amazing active gear and wear for athletes, for photographers out there in the wild. Just some amazing products, but an amazing approach in terms of how you make all of that happen. And as always at Silicon Slopes, so much of the action is on the stage. I'm actually just looking up at the screen right now. Tony Robbins is on the stage doing what Tony Robbins does best. He is lighting up the crowd and getting all of these entrepreneurs and tech folks jazzed about what's going on and helping them refill their buckets. That's a big part of being an entrepreneur. As we've said several times on the show today, most often you run out of energy before you run out of opportunity. And that's part of why this summit is so successful. And as amazing as many of these speakers are, these thought leaders, the real important conversations are the hallway conversations, that bumpability. Who do you bump into in the hallway? And the other thing that I think Silicon Slopes has done is create this environment of interconnectedness and authenticity. So it's not just about people standing up and saying, oh, we're great, we're awesome, we raised this much money, or we're making this much in profit, or we've innovated in this space. It's not a brag fest. If anything, it's almost the opposite of that. It's here's where we failed, and here's what we learned, and here's what you ought to know. And I love that. That kind of authentic, courageous vulnerability, that's what leadership looks like. We need to model that in a whole lot of other places around our country and around the world. And I love that Silicon Slopes, this summit does this every year and creates space for those authentic conversations to happen so that those in not just the tech space, all spaces can come and learn. There's been just an amazing array of speakers and amazingly, all of these speakers, all of these presentations, you can actually check them out on Silicon Slopes' YouTube page, on their YouTube channel, and they'll archive those, and you can go back through and gain some of the knowledge if you weren't able to come up here. Again, there runs through the day tomorrow, some great speakers tomorrow, and we'll continue on as they have all of these crucial conversations in so many different ways. And so it is just an extraordinary thing that happens here in the state of Utah. And so many of these entrepreneurs and these tech leaders say Utah is a unique place for all of this to happen. And the kind of environment, the kind of culture that creates very talented workforce, super driven to achieve excellence in terms of the workforce, and then the ability to innovate and to be entrepreneurial, to think different, and to go at big problems and big challenges in the world, to me is an exciting part of what Silicon Slopes really represents. And so it's been a real privilege for us as Inside Sources to be here at Silicon Slopes Summit once again this year. We look forward to doing it again next year as well. And as we round out the program today, and of course, looking ahead just a little bit this evening, the Republicans will meet for their second debate as they try to pick a nominee for President of the United States. It will be down at the Ronald Reagan Library in Simi Valley, California. It's an epic setting. If you haven't been to the Reagan Library, it is epic. You're looking up at a big airplane, Air Force One, looking out across the valley there. And so the scene will be pretty epic. And many of these candidates, seven candidates on the stage tonight, many of them need an epic Ronald Reagan-esque performance to propel them forward just a little bit, to keep in the game. And so we're going to watch for a number of things there. To me, the candidates have been able to say, hey, this is what I'm against. They can say they're against Joe Biden. They can say they're against the former president. They can be against a whole host of things. But the question is can they get that Philadelphia vision of what they are for and invite the American people to come along? So I'm going to watch for things like, can Ron DeSantis do something besides being against big woke organizations? Can Chris Christie be something more than just against the former president? Can you get beyond just being against President Joe Biden? All of those things are fine, and you can have those conversations. But the important message, and I think the message that no one has articulated well, is what's the vision? What's the vision that every American should say, you know what, I can get on board with that? Or, wow, I'd love to be part of that kind of story or that kind of change in the country. So that's what I'll be watching for. There'll be a lot of interesting subplots, and we'll break all of those down tomorrow on Inside Sources here on KSL News Radio. So we're just wrapping up today. We have been here for the entire show at Silicon Slope Summit at the Delta Center, downtown Salt Lake City. Amazing group. Again, you can check out everything at the Silicon Slopes YouTube channel. Some great conversations there as well. Well, that wraps it up for us on Inside Sources today here on KSL News Radio. I am Boyd Matheson. Thanks for joining us. And as always, as you go out into the world, make sure you see something that inspires, say something that uplifts, and do something that makes a difference.
KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. Listen at home on any smart speaker and in your car at 102.7 FM. This is KSL News Radio, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent. It was senseless, and I will never understand it. I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.